And look who joins us on one of the great shows of all time.
Yeah, it wouldn't be complete.
Right, he had
him.
To put his imprint on this one. It is Jimmy Head. What's up, James?
Boy, I'm still getting madder and madder about these Eagles. Reed's comments the other day about what he learned from that loss, pretty much he acted as though it was a close loss to a favored team. I just don't get it. And then hearing Brian Mitchell a few minutes ago, you know, whoever does replace him, pencil in two or three critical fumbles or muffs at the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
You know, it's just going to happen.
You know
it. It's not the weak link. Neither is Hugh Douglas. They don't care about locker room stability. All right, well.
You know, you've been beating yourself up a lot after this season. So
everything they ever say coming out about it, you know, McNabb just signs a promotion deal for Lincoln Financial, so you can see it now. He's golfing in the middle of a golf course, and Abraham Lincoln's his caddy. You know, I haven't heard a single thing, and with the ticket controversy, I just want to bury my head and just wake up Super Bowl week, and if they're in it, fine.
Yeah, I know, cuz. What about the memories, cuz?
Going back, do you remember the giant Doberman's pincher statues?
Oh, yeah.
My aunt had one of them. You go in, the only way you could walk is on one side of the coffee table or another, and then she had the whole room junked up with these two giant Doberman pinchers looking at you that she asked you to move so she could clean around them, just like, you needed a, you know, like a plastic bag.
Yeah, you remember the racist lantern guy, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the racist lantern guy. Now, once it was brought to the attention of people that had that was kind of a...